Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, it's a lonely road today. It is 21-0. Second quarter, 12 to go. How the hell did we get here? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you jump aboard. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Blame game. Is it the coaching or the players yesterday? 14 penalties, up 21-0. Sirianni not trying for more points for the half. And then I just thought they took their foot off the gas completely in the second half of that football game. Where do you come down on the loss? We'll unpack it all. First, let's hear from the quarterback. We haven't heard from him yet today. Jalen Hurts asked after the game about the 3rd-and-2 sack. Which, you know, if they convert that, they probably go down and have a chance to win the game with the field goal late or a touchdown. They didn't. They gave the ball back, and that was it. Here's Jalen on the sack.
The 3rd-down sack, what was your perspective on the play, on the final possession?
You like to think, you know, you can will yourself and make something happen. You know, in the end, the opportunity to make a play, we just didn't go our way. But, There's nothing more you can ask for than to have the ball in your hands to go out there and drive and finish the game on your terms. And we had an opportunity to do that. And I didn't do enough. So something I'll learn from and can move forward on.
You know, that play, I watched it a couple times too. It did feel like he locked in on AJ and then AJ wasn't open. And then by the time he tried to move off that, the pressure was there and he was done.
Yeah, but you can't lock in.
I know.
On a receiver. You can't. You know, you have to know in that scenario, you can't take a sack. That's the worst thing you could take in that situation. And the line had some pretty good blocking. The tackle that actually made the play, he got ping-ponged around a little bit, and he made the play. You just can't do that. And you have to know that your sense of urgency has to be a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, I mean, of course it does. And it's a bad sack. I think for the most part in the last few weeks, he's been better at not taking sacks. He's gotten away from a lot. You know, last year I thought Jalen took sacks on a way too higher percentage. I think this year has been better overall. That's a bad sack. I mean, it is. The offense just went totally ice cold at the end of the game. And then when they had to kind of rev it up again, they weren't ready to do it. So Jalen on the sack. Jalen also was asked about the offense, and this was an interesting response. You know, because it is almost December here, everyone. I mean, Thursday is Thanksgiving. The next game is Black Friday. We're going to wake up. It's going to be December.
Ooh,
here.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's asked, are you surprised the offense is still struggling? Here's what he said.
Are you surprised as an offense at this point that you haven't found consistency week in, week out?
No. We've been here before. We'll figure it out.
Are you surprised the offense is still struggling? Nope. Hasn't found rhythm. Nope.
That's interesting.
It is.
I mean, because this, I guess the next natural question is, okay, why aren't you surprised? You know, and, you know, I know somebody pointed out, I think it was premature in the way he said it, that people were calling out KP, but that was more, I feel like that was more because they were trying to pass the buck as far as.
I don't want to answer the question.
Yeah,
Let him answer the question.
That more is that, but that's telling if the quarterback makes it sound like, you know, he's frustrated with the offense, and he's a part of the offense. You know, nobody on this team, to me, has a bigger voice than the quarterback. And if this offense isn't where you think it should be at this point, you haven't acted like that in the last couple of weeks. See, that's why when we all get mad and they get mad at me saying it's somebody else's fault, you're culpable in this situation. It just by the way that you answered that question, you're culpable. Because you were asked the direct question. You said no, it's not. You are either it's you or it's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. But you sit up there every week because you're our conduit to the team. You're our lifeline. And you sit up there every week when AJ was acting a fool and, you know, all the other stuff was going on. And if you're keeping it a bean, you told the company line until yesterday when it got bad. When it got bad. So what does that tell you?
Well, he's frustrated.
Okay, Joe, but you've been okay with it when you were winning, and you made it clear, hey, all I care about is winning.
Yeah.
You didn't complain before.
Well, because that's why the winning thing is a cope. The winning thing, like when you play like, I made the analogy last week to the Phillies. Imagine if the Phillies kept scoring one or two runs. We're like, well, they play winning offense. No, they don't. They just have good pitching. Like, well, I don't why we do this for football but not other sports, it doesn't make any sense to me. The Eagles have a poor offense this year. They don't have a winning offense. Jalen Hurts hasn't played winning football. Their offense hasn't been good enough. Does anyone else feel this way now? Their offense isn't good enough.
You?
That's why, like, when he says things like this, we're coping when we say they win. His job is to score points. The offense's job is to score points. And they only scored on three drives yesterday. They had seven straight drives without points. That's losing football.
It's a lot going on with this team. There's no question about that. And for it to be, like, I feel like this is almost a blessing and a curse, in a sense, because it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Blessing?
Well, can I, before I, you I'm, jump I'm, all over I'm, me like ex- a bunch of crickets,
I'm excited to hear how you spin this.
Because now you have to address all the ugliness that's going on with this squad. That's a fact. Because, like you said, the one thing that Jaws told me a long time ago, he said, man, winning is the cure-all for any ailment, winning. So it doesn't matter when you're not winning. So yesterday you took an L. Now you have to sit back. You got to go back to the drawing board. And you have to take a hard look at everything. Mm. That's why I said it's not just the coordinator. It's everybody. Everybody has a little bit to do in this.
So we were speaking earlier about, you know, like what's going to be the response from the team, the franchise, if this doesn't fix, right? If it fixes and they go in the Super Bowl, everyone's happy, right? If they fix it and the way we go, we're all happy. But if it's almost Thanksgiving. They haven't fixed the offense. It's fair to wonder if they're going to fix the offense. And if this is what is the reason they don't win the Super Bowl again or don't get back to the Super Bowl, what's going to be the response? I saw this stat from Shio Kapadia, our friend. The Eagles' offense currently ranks 25th in success rate. That is the same rate as the New York Jets. I'm going to say that again. The Eagles rank 25th in success rate. They're producing a positive play on offense at the same rate as the Jets. It's the lowest success rate an Eagles' offense has had through Week 12 in 20 years. I wonder how many times an offense is this bad and the coach and quarterback are both back the next season.
No, it's impossible.
Well, that...
That's going to be impossible.
Well, then they have big decisions to make, or they better figure this out in the next 7 or 8 weeks. All right, let's go to Michael in North Carolina. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Michael, what's up?
I just wanted to talk about how you tried to say it's the quarterback's fault for the...
Wait a minute, Michael, I'm going to let you finish, but Michael...
Yep, got him, Michael.
Don't listen. The one thing you're not going to do, I never said it was all Jalen's fault. Jalen's as culpable as everybody else, but I never said it was all his fault. Now you can proceed. No.
I'm saying when you said he has part of blame, the reason why the offense isn't creative, when it's kind of crazy you say that, because when Nick first got hired and stuff, his main thing that he did say about the offense was that it was going to be an offense built around winning matchups, okay? And another thing is, I coach football, and one thing I do know is offensive coordinators and your offensive guys are – the most egotistic guys on the field, and that's including the quarterback. If their offense isn't going well, they don't want nobody else telling them what they should do to get their offense going. And Nick, being an offensive guy, has not given up his offensive scheme Not once since he's been here. We've had new offensive coordinators come in, and Shane came in, he gave us a little flavor. Kellen Moore came in, he gave us a little flavor. But when he gets these guys from inside the building, all they have to deal with is Nick Sirianni's playbook that don't got nothing creative going on in it. So to me, you can't try to – and then to try to say, yeah, what quarterback don't want their receivers getting schemed open, wide open? How that makes sense?
So answer me this, Michael. Why does this offense look the same as it did in 2023 as far as the creativity? Because that's what I'm talking about, the creativity.
I'm telling you, because it's the same Nick Sirianni offense.
But you just said when Kellen Moore came in here, he tried to run his offense, and they tried to run the offense in the first. Remember the first game in Brazil when they tried to throw the ball? Remember that?
It still looked like Nick Sirianni's offense.
Okay.
Kellen Moore adds a little flavor. He had a little flavor with the motion and stuff like that, but it still looks like Nick Sirianni's offense.
Who do you think right now has the bigger voice in Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni, as far as this offense is concerned?
At the end of the day, it's Nick Sirianni's offense. Jalen Hurts can't be like, hey, Nick, I need you to scrap your whole
thing. I'm going to let you talk, Mike, but do you see Jalen Hurts running the offense? Do you remember when it was a couple weeks ago, Jalen said something to the effect that the offense looks like I want it to look. So is that him puppeting what Nick told him to say? Or is that Jalen standing on business talking about the offense is going to look the way that he wanted to look? So which one is it? Because I do remember him saying that.
And I remember him saying that, too. But the offense is going to look how he wants it to look under Nick Sirianni's offense.
Okay, but it's his offense. So now.
Nick Sirianni's offense, hold on. If Nick Sirianni's offense is based around 50-50 balls and receivers winning matchups the whole time. And Jalen is a guy that now he doesn't want to turn the ball over like that, which I can accept and I can deal with that. He's just doing what he could do under this offense. Now, if Nick's offense seemed more people open,
I can't let you long talk, but are you the offensive coordinator?
No.
You're not? Because I was about to ask you, this is what I don't know. When you're a quarterback, doesn't the quarterback pick the plays or help pick the plays that he feels is going to be more effective in a game?
He's still picking from
Nick. Listen, I didn't ask you to argue with you. I asked you because I didn't know.
So
with that being said, is it fair for me to say that Jalen has a say in what this offense looks like?
Listen, Mike,
I appreciate the grown folks conversation, but if we're going to do that, man, we can't move the line. We cannot move the line. Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. So if Jalen is in the offense, he has a say in what they run, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the last couple of weeks when they were winning, it was cool, right?
No, the offense still needed help.
This is where we can't have grown folks conversations because, like I just said, listen to what I'm saying, Mike. When the offense was winning, Jalen said the offense looks like I want it to look, right? He said that, right?
It looks like he wants it to
look. All right, then, Mike, whatever you say, dog. No, you got it. I'm going to let you finish talking. I'm done talking. You got it. I'm not going to cut you off. You got it. I'm just done talking.
All right. Answer this for me, right?
I'm not answering nothing because you ain't answering none of my questions.
You go into a restaurant. They got a menu. They got burgers. They got pizzas. You going to go in the restaurant and ask for a sub, too? They don't have that. So if Nick Sirianni's office doesn't have some of these creative things that we need to produce, how can he ask for it? And Nick don't want to do it. It's obvious he don't want to do it. It's every year.
All right, I'm angry at the coaches too today. Can I throw a little monkey wrench into your analogy because I think it's an interesting one. Let's say the menu's limited or you don't love the menu and you got to pick something off the menu, right? This is the best we got. This is what we got in the kitchen. Part of that is one of the chefs doesn't excel at making certain kinds of dishes. So that's what they think is the best menu to put out for this particular team. I don't think you're wrong in that Sirianni is not the brightest bulb when it comes to offense. I also think it's enough time with enough coordinators, to Hugh's point, that maybe there's certain things Jalen doesn't like or do well, so they're not in
there. Listen, here's the thing, Mike, which you refuse to answer. Every team has a defense that they run, right? And every offense has plays that run successfully against said defense. So all I'm saying is this. Even if Jalen is not calling all the plays, he gets to pick the ones that he feels will work well for him in that game. But all of a sudden now, when they lose, he's not culpable. Like everybody, I'm not saying that he's the only one. Everybody's culpable in this. But what you're not going to do, and this goes for you and anybody else that want to sit here and act like Jalen ain't a part of this, then you're ridiculous. And I'm not. You're not about to beat me up about it. You're not, because he is a part of it.
No, he's a part of it. But you're not screaming loud about Nick and his offense, and everybody want to say Kevin Petula. And don't get me wrong, Kevin Petula can't call a swing of a game to save his life for real. But he calling it with trash. This offense is so outdated.
So, again, between Kevin Petula and Jalen Hurts, who you think has the most pull to say, hey, this ain't working? Who do you think they listening to? Who do you think the owner listening to if he goes up there and say, hey, man, this offense is trash? You think he listening to Kevin Petula?
Not a leader, though. Your leader, you're 8-3. Your leader's not going to go to the
This is the thing, Mike. You can't be a half-ass leader in my book. If you're going to lead, you lead all the time. And yesterday, when he said, hey, you got to ask somebody else or whatever he said, that's not being a leader. Flat out to fire
the head coach and we 8-3 just coming
now,
off.
See, no, no, see, now you didn't took it too far. You was arguing about me putting the blame on Jalen. I said he was culpable in this. Now you just switched it to something else.
No, because you said Jalen can go to the owner and complain about the offense.
Hell, everybody goes to the owner and complain about everything. Why can't Jalen do it?
He could.
What are you talking about?
He's the quarterback. He's the leader, my guy. He's not gonna be the one to try to blow it all up.
Listen. And this is, I know this for a fact.
This ain't
the last thing. It's the last thing when I say it is. Here's the truth, Mike. If there was something wrong with this team, or if Jalen felt like something was wrong with this team, you don't think the owner would listen to him? You don't think he would have sat up there and said, hey, Jalen says this going on. He's culpable because he was cool with it.
Okay. This is my last thing I want to say. I watched a press conference where Ben Johnson, they asked Ben Johnson, why don't this offense have any like 50-50 balls and why don't we do that type of stuff? Ben Johnson says, yeah, my offense is about scheming guys open. Yep. I don't like that 50-50 stuff. Okay? So if your coordinators and like a good one like Ben Johnson got it in his mind to we're scheming guys open, we don't want to do 50-50 balls all over
the field. And Michael, I agree with you on this. I caught that too. But you know what? But hold on. But Michael, that's fine. But the organization has Sirianni as the coach, and they let him pick the coordinator. So we could yell about this. They put him in place. They created this. A quarterback that is good but has some limitations or some parts of his game he's not great at. A head coach who, again, it's like we won the Super Bowl, so we kind of pushed away all the things that we wonder about Sirianni. Yesterday, this week, over the last week, is the culture great around here? Nah. Are they disciplined? Nah. Are the in-game decisions good? Nah. Remember when we went back to a couple years ago, what do you do around here? Like this past week, what do you do around here, Nick? And the coordinator that you picked, Sirianni got to pick his own guy. He might be just a total fool. So like it's a combination of things. I don't think he's crazy to point out Jalen's culpability within the offense. I mean, I don't think you're crazy to point that out. It's part of the whole.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's everything, man. And here's the thing. You can't cherry-pick what you want to be upset about. That's my whole thing. You can't cherry-pick and say, you know, when you look at the list of people to blame, Jalen might not be on at the top of the list, but Jalen's on the list.
Well, he's a quarterback.
He's on the list. He's on the list. Yeah. And one thing that I do know, and Mike, good call. I mean, I don't hope you don't think we got all.
I enjoyed that.
No,
that
but here's the thing. One thing I do know, and I never played offense. You can't take a sack on 3rd and 2. Can't do that.
It's a bad one.
That's a bad look. Now you came out throwing the ball earlier, but you had no answer for it late. So you're a part of that. Like whatever plays y'all picked or whatever you didn't know, you have to be able to adjust to that. I've seen quarterbacks on the sideline that have cursed out the offensive coordinator. Like, what are you calling? And they went renegade and called their own plays. So to sit there, here's the problem that I have. You can't have Jalen be the leader one moment and then say, well, Jalen's just doing what he's told the next. A leader's a leader. And I like how y'all like to split hairs when it comes to using that word, but damn it, a leader's a leader. A person, if he sees something's wrong, he's going to say something about it regardless to who it affects, because that's what leaders do. You can't lead when it's convenient. You know what I mean? It didn't pass the buck when it don't go your way.
The problem with where we are with this offense is what's next now? Right? Like, for everyone out there that wants Petula gone.
So I say it's a blessing in disguise.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's...
Because now you got to have a come to Jesus
moment. But just play this out. And that's what I was talking about a little while ago. Let's say everyone gets their way and they get Petula the hell out of here. Guess what we're doing next year?
Get another offense coordinator.
Get the graphics up. Jalen's 1 millionth coordinator in the last years.
This is the thing. This is where I'm at with it. Because we've had all these different coordinators, but we still sputter at the beginning of the year. We still have moments where the offense looks disjointed.
Yeah.
No matter who's the coordinator. And if you're being honest with yourself, you saw it last year with Kellen Moore. You saw it the year before with Brian Johnson.
But last year they had the defense and the running game. Got to get out of jail free.
But it was still the same.
I know. The passing game
was still the same thing. So what's going on? Okay, since we don't want to say Jalen's the issue. Well, Nick Sirianni, they paid him. They gave him some more money. He must be doing something right. Must be doing something. But at some point, this offense needs to evolve. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, well, it does. And then that, I think everyone is involved in that. The coach, the coordinator, the quarterback, it's not evolving. And you look at other teams. I mean, watch the Rams play. They're evolving by the week. They have gotten better since they left here in September. Our offense has not gotten better. It's why we're here. I think the only where to go after that conversation is Caleb in Delaware has reckless speculation. That's right
hey,
up
hey,
to Douglas's
man.
Alley.
What's going on, fellas?
Caleb, what's up?
Hey, nah. Hey, listen, so I think people misunderstanding what you're saying here. I think when you let off, everybody is thinking you saying that Jalen Hurts is the main issue. I think that's what the misconception is today. But allow me to –
Welcome to WFP.
So for weeks, we've been hearing everybody talk about the scheming and play calling and things like that, and nobody wants to really say that it's about Kevin Petula because of what we know the issue to be between Jalen. So I got a question for y'all. What is the responsibility of the passing game coordinator?
The passing game coordinator? See, that's a good question.
Well, that was Petula's role for 5 years before.
That's why I'm going that way. So when you hear everybody say the only thing that's been the common denominator for the last 3 years has been Jalen and Nick Sirianni, well, we had the running game look pretty good off and on within them last 3 years, but Kevin Petullo has been the passing coordinator.
Yeah. Caleb, it is fair to bring up he's been here, right? He didn't come out of nowhere. He's been the passing game coordinator, and it's been 3 years where it's not been consistently good. It hasn't.
Right. So for me, I don't think Jalen's exempt of anything. I think if you want to blame everybody, blame everybody. And this is one of the games where you could blame all phases of the ball. We wanted a complete game. Well, this is a complete blame. So I feel like everybody deserves blame. But what I'm saying is, lately, Jalen's been intentional on saying, I've been running the plays that's been called, and it comes down to execution. Even with Landon Dickerson saying, and a couple other linemen said, well, when we get into the game, the defense that we practice for, we're just not seeing that. That becomes preparation.
Yes,
I mean, we get
yes.
it. They got to execute. But
Caleb, I agree with you. And when I heard Dickerson after the game yesterday say that they didn't get enough looks against the five-man front in practice,
something.
It's on the coaches. I mean, the coaches need to prepare them for what the defense is going to throw at them.
And what I feel, I'm going to leave you with a little funny analogy. I'm going to try to get it out. And it don't have nothing to do with nothing. Like always, you know,
I'm like our show.
Vice president, self-proclaimed vice president of Reckless Speculation Club. I want to take that title. But
okay.
Everybody, you know, Thanksgiving coming up, we're going to be playing spades a lot. You know, I mean, a lot of household play spades. And to me, Petullo is the guy that has all the trumps in his hand. But once he run out of spades, he doesn't know where to go. And anybody that plays spades know that the game of spades is not necessarily about spades. Anybody can, you know, my uncle would tell me a monkey could play ace. You know what I mean? So it's like once he throw all his trump out, he doesn't know how to maneuver within the game.
Strategically, he doesn't know how to play strategically, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's a game within the game, and I feel like Kevin Petullo can come out and say, all right, you know, if you deal me seven spades, I know I got more spades than everybody at the table, but if I start cutting books and I'm still left with a couple cards at the end, where do I go from there? How do I make sure my partner can get in and get his books off? How do I make in-game adjustments? And I think that's what the problem is. I think everybody's been coming out saying play calling and scheming, and to my knowledge, I don't think Jalen Hurts is in control of scheming. But one last thing for that 3rd and 2, he's not supposed to take that sack. But we beat him up for weeks on end about him not locking in on A.J. being his number one read. When he locked in on A.J. and A.J. wasn't open, it's too late to turn around and go to Goddard. We've seen Goddard, but it's like he didn't want to make his own adjustment and say, you know what, I'm not going to A.J., I'm going to Goddard, because we just beat him up about that the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, so, it is ironic.
Again,
the game,
he is not exempt. Yeah. He is not exempt at all. He is not exempt. But I feel like he's not at the top of the list of things to blame.
I agree. Caleb, good phone call.
No, he's definitely not at the top of the list, but he's definitely on the list.
Sure, they all are. It is ironic that yesterday he did have a good day, him and A.J., and then he tried to go to him on the last play, and it led to a sack. That part is ironic. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, on the other side, speaking of Petullo, some strong commentary here from our guy Ruben Frank last night on the coaching of this football team, and a big change he predicts will be made by Friday. You're not going to want to miss that. That's next. Midday show as we play the blame game after a blown lead against the Cowboys on Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're hurting today, Hugh.
Yeah, I get it, man. We got to be honest, though. Some of y'all don't like honesty.
Well, and you know what? The best days to be honest are days like today, because that was a joke yesterday. 21-point lead, and the Eagles don't score for the final 41 minutes of the game.
It's a drop the act Monday.
It is.
Drop the act.
On everyone. I mean, you just pick whoever you want to drop the act on. I mean, I think the coaching staff yesterday, they got out-coached. I mean, they got out-coached by Brian Schottenheimer. I mean, that wasn't McVay on the other side. Like, it wasn't McVay. It wasn't Shanahan. It wasn't Andy Reid. It's Brian Schottenheimer. And isn't Eberflus on the other side? We got shut down by Eberflus. 41 minutes of no score against Eberflus.
I don't know if we got shut down by Eberflus.
All right. Well,
we shut ourselves down.
We shut ourselves
down. That's
what
we do.
But you should be able to score touchdowns at will against Eberflus' defense.
Amen.
You'd think.
You would think.
Not this offense.
No. All right. Can we hear from, usually we hear from Lane Johnson after games, but he's out. So Fred sliding in for Lane. Fred Johnson. I think Fred was ready for the task of filling in for Lane. I'm not sure he's up for the task of being asked questions post game about what's wrong with the team. That takes a little experience. Here's Fred Johnson on, hey, why can't you guys run and pass the ball?
What's keeping the run game from getting going?
I'm not the coach.
I'm not the coach.
Well, because I know what people hear, they hear an indictment, but it's more so They don't want to give anybody nothing. They don't want to give anybody any bulletin board material. You'd be like, hey, dog, don't ask.
I also think Fred's, that's a tough spot for Fred. Yeah, he just became a starter.
Like, hey, dog,
hey, Fred, what's wrong with the oven? I don't know.
Ask Petullo. Let him answer that question.
Well, I don't know. Well, we'll hear from Petullo later this week. But we did hear from Ruben Frank after the game. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Ruben's seen many Eagles offensive coordinators. The good ones, the bad ones. Whatever the hell Petullo is right now, but Ruben's ready for a little change here. Here's Ruben Frank on the Eagles' offensive coordinator situation.
It's inexcusable, and I mean, you can point to a lot of different things. You can't score 21 points on your first three drives and not come close to scoring again. They score one more touchdown, they win the game. Kevin Petullo, I don't know how you can let him continue calling plays after this. Their last eight drives, they didn't score. They had six first downs. And 111 yards. Had 196 yards on the first three drives and 21 points. Didn't come close to scoring again.
Not only one first down on the five drives after their last score.
Yeah, and then
first down.
And then they had four on the last couple. They moved the ball a little bit, but I just don't know. In fact, I think I said it when it was 21-21. I said, Kevin Petullo shouldn't even be calling plays the rest of this game. Mm. He's not giving this offense. And look, he's not the only problem. I mean, he is not the only problem, but he's the constant on this offense. He's the one thing that just, I don't think it can be fixed.
Well, we're getting late for him to fix it. He's an inexperienced coordinator. And I part of me wonders if he has too many voices in his head. Sirianni's got to say. Hurts has got to say. I mean, you got AJ barking on press conferences and social media every week. He's got to say. I mean, you've noticed the last 2 weeks, they've gotten the ball to AJ a lot. They're not really scoring any more points. How many points have they scored the last 2 weeks? 21
like and been a lot.
What was it, 16 against the...
Yep, and 10.
Yeah, so great. All the ball goes to AJ the whole game. We don't score any points. Wonderful combination there. Ruben also went on to say this. Obviously, there wasn't a change yesterday that we know of, but what about by Friday before they play the Bears?
How do you watch that game and not make a change? You know what? I'm going to say he will. I'm going to say tomorrow he's going to tell. Well, he probably won't tell us. We'll see somebody else holding the play card on Friday. I think he's going to make a change. I don't think he has a choice. Look, you made the point the other day. He's done it twice. Once it worked, great. Once it was disaster.
All right, so what he's speaking about there is two times in his tenure he has changed play caller or coordinator in the middle of a season. His first season, he was the play caller. Sirianni called it himself, and he handed it over to Shane Steichen, and away the Eagles went for the next year and a half, and they made a Super Bowl. The second one he's referencing was a couple years ago when he took away the defensive play calling coordinator role from Sean Desai, handed it to Matt Patricia, and then it just got worse. Hugh, your reaction to the idea that Sirianni should take away play calling from Petullo, and then obviously, depending on how you react to that, we got to figure out, well then who calls the plays?
I don't think that's going to happen. That's a bold statement by Rube. Rube's plugged in. And as bad as it looked yesterday, I don't see that happening. And not that's not me saying because it doesn't need to happen. I think that they're dug in. I think that, you know, when you make moves like this and you hire from within and you co-sign for a guy, because that's what Coach did. He co-signed for him. You don't pull him. You don't pull him. And this offense has been inept all year long.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But I don't think they're pulling.
So my first instinct was they're probably not going to do this. And we are at noon today, and obviously nothing's coming out. We'll see what happens between now and Friday. But when Ruben went through that, it did make me think, this is year number six of Nick Sirianni, right? Or five. This is year number five. In two of the previous 4 years, he has pulled the plug on a play caller, right? Mm-hmm. Like the first time it was himself, which I guess is an easier plug to pull because you're not, it's just you. But then he did it to Desai. I mean, in half of his seasons,
he has changed that defense.
Well, hold on. Is this offense way worse than that defense?
No, you're right. I mean, I get it, but that defense, like that was surprising. And then, you know, you hear the stories coming out about that whole situation and how it went down and how what's his name got the job?
Patricia.
Yeah. It was crazy. That was crazy.
I don't think it's a crazy thought that they could change.
Like, Desai wasn't his boy.
Well, okay, but let's give an example in the NFL right now. Dan Campbell, Johnny Morton was his boy. He was there with him in Detroit. He brought him back to be the coordinator. And what was it, 3 weeks ago? He took the play calling from him. He took it. They've had two good games, one bad game. So we'll see what happens with the Lions. But we just saw that.
Well.
Sounds like Kyle thinks that this might happen.
Well, I'm going to say something brave yet controversial.
Here we go.
Let Nick try again. I mean, look. It can't be worse. It can't be worse. Trust me. I know. But think about the best case scenario here. If you do find something, we don't got to do this stupid new OC, new play caller thing every year.
Yeah, we're off like the escalator.
That's the most ideal scenario here.
I know.
I'm not saying I'm confident that he'd be good at it. Can't be worse though. Can't be worse. Why not give it a try?
Hugh, who should call the plays Friday? Nick, Petullo, Jalen, the fans from the crowd?
I think Petullo's going to beat it. He's going to get one more crack at it.
I think I'm done.
You know, no, seriously, you know what this is? Like, there's a lot at play here, and I think that cooler heads will prevail. Number one, it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Should cooler heads prevail? We lost the Cowboys.
Well, this is the week to scream and yell.
You heard Chuck earlier.
Let's keep it a bean. It's the Cowboys. We lost to the Cowboys, and they've reared their ugly heads after this win. Like, that's why I feel so bad. So now we're being hyperbolic and knee-jerky in all of our reactions to everything that's going on. So that's that.
I don't think so. We just want everyone fired.
That's a little knee-jerky. And when you look at it, this offense is no different than it's been all year long. This is just the wake-up call. Hopefully this is the wake-up call that changes some things.
Yeah. And I know there's Scott Leffler.
Yeah, who's the quarterback?
That idea. At least Hurts and Sirianni have familiarity.
Which is what Campbell and Goff had familiarity because Campbell called plays for a brief period in his early days. So there's something there.
I'm just saying.
You know what? It would streamline our anger, though. Yeah. Right? Like, then I would.
I'd be able to say
Sirianni's a clown.
You find out.
I mean, it would. If he calls the plays for it and they score 7 points, it's easy. It's easier for us.
If nothing else, don't you get some, at least more answers?
You do. I mean, you do.
And see, that's the thing. Like, I'm sitting up here recklessly speculating. I just feel like there's a lot of people to blame in this. Just not one person. I think that for a lot of people, because I got a text last night, people talking about fire Petullo. I don't know if it's all on him. Like, he's part of the problem. I don't think it's all on him. So there's that.
Yeah, there is only so many levers they could push at this point in the season, right? Like,
and you don't want to be, and again, you don't want to be too knee jerky because this is what this feels like today.
Well, and then you could go back to 2 years ago because Hugh, that didn't work. I wonder if it would prevent him from doing it this time, right? Because they tried that with Desai and Patricia.
It wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't the Dallas Cowboys. If we lost, say, if we flipped them and lost Friday to the Bears, we probably would still be mad, but not as mad as losing to the Cowboys.
Yeah, see, I think the Cowboys is a big part of why everyone's angry today, but it's also a continuation. There's been a lot of people out there the whole year have been like, this offense is the problem, but they kept winning, and now ignore it anymore.
See, that's the thing, and this is where I'm at with this, because, again, we lost to the Cowboys, and the first thought in everybody's head is Kevin Petullo, he's garbage, right? But if you're being fair, even though the messenger was not the right guy to send the message, AJ's been talking about this for weeks.
Yeah, so he's been garbage the whole time, is what you're saying. Just now we're mad.
But here's where I can only, and again, folks, I can only go by what's being told to me. They didn't have a problem with Petullo when he was calling plays early on.
The players
didn't, because they co-signed him. They, AJ talked about how much he loved him and how, so I don't know if it's all him. And then on top of that, the reports that came out a week ago.
Well, the Jalen stuff.
Yeah. So I feel like it's a little bit of everything. That's why I'm not just locked in on one person. Because I feel like it's a little bit of everything. And that's why I also feel like this happened at the time it probably should have happened. This is coming off the heels of the whole AJ Jalen thing. It reached its peak. We didn't think that this was a trap game. Well, we were wrong about that. It was a trap game.
Well, I mean,
so you have to step back. Well, you take your victory lap now. But you just got to step back.
Well, you said no one thought it was a trap game. I sat here all Friday and said it was. And
we tried to tell you it was a trap game.
You just tried. What you mean? You was with me, weren't you? You were with me talking about
That was Friday, Kyle.
Tuesday, Kyle was with me. By Friday, that changed.
But that's why I feel like it's just not one thing. And right now, because it's the Cowboys and you lost to the Cowboys, it's easy to put Kevin Petullo's head on a pike.
Well, he belongs there. So does Sirianni. They all do. That was a joke. Let's go back to the phone lines. Nick in Riverside is up. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Nick, we're trying to get by. I mean, today's not an easy day.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I don't think you can point the finger at one person, to be honest. I think you got to point it at the entire team. I think you got to point it at the coaches as well. I don't think you can point it at one person. It's hard to point it at one person.
Well, they all contributed. I mean, when you have that many, you have 14 penalties, you have.
And I was just about to say, I was going to go with Merrill as well when he stated about the penalties. I was going to say that as well.
Well, penalties 14 is an insane amount of penalties to have in a game. I mean, you're asking to lose the game that way.
Yes, that's ridiculous, man. 14 penalties is crazy. Yeah, that's horrible. And Petullo, everyone wants to call out Petullo. I don't know. I think at a certain point, don't you got to let something develop? Don't you got to let it develop?
Nick, it is a fair thing to bring up, because every time we struggle with a coordinator, we want to let him go. And then we have a good one and someone takes him away to become a head coach like Steichen or Kellen Moore. So if we keep this pattern, we're never going to have any consistency at offensive coordinator. I mean, there is a thought like Petullo's a first-year guy. They believed in him. Let him ride this out and let him grow.
I was going to bring up Kellen Moore as well, because when we had Kellen Moore, he had to go. He had to go to the Saints, and it was very unfortunate, in my opinion. And now you got Kevin Petullo, and everyone's calling him out. And it's like, don't you got to let it develop? You're still 8-3 at the end of the day.
It is funny. A Nick, good phone call. What was it last week? The NFL, I think it was NFL Network. Tom Pelissero put out a list of future head coaching candidates.
Wasn't his name on the list?
Kevin Petullo was on the list.
Yeah, I mean, and then it makes you kind of wonder. What if what we see here in Philadelphia is a reality? See, I'm here to ask the tough question.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm here to ask the tough question.
Larry King Douglas over here.
No, because a lot of times, man, we don't like to get all the information. See, I'm an information gatherer. I like to,
oh yeah, that's like to, that's okay. Your hallmark.
I like to grab all the information and then I like to recklessly speculate. Yes.
I told you, you're the modern day Larry King.
I'm just saying, because listen, we were 8-2. Now we're 8-3.
Yeah, you got to get in your head. We're 8-3 now.
But to put him on the list, the way that we feel about him in Philadelphia, obviously isn't the way that they feel about him in the National Football League.
So what do you think that's saying? That they look at what he does here and this is the best you could do with that group?
No. So you're asking me? Because yeah. Now this is my chance to recklessly speculate.
I'm teeing you up.
Y'all going to get mad when I say this, but
I'm not gonna get
maybe
mad.
Maybe he's getting all these kudos because he's working with Jalen and Nick. Maybe that's the case. Recklessly speculating. Maybe Jalen's hard to work with.
Mm.
Maybe. Now I'm about to, let me think of my phone.
You should put that phone away.
I'm just saying, dog.
Put that phone away.
Maybe hard to work with, dog. Maybe hard to work with.
Yeah. Let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. How you guys doing?
Hey, man. David. What's up?
I'm sad. let me first say, I can't believe.
No, just how blunt you were. I'm sad.
But the Bucky's bathroom attendant over there, I can't believe he blamed Jalen for all this.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
That's just nuts. David? I'm shocked. Guy is
unreal.
The Bucky's bathroom attendant.
First of all, I never blamed Jalen all the way, but he is culpable in some of this. You do know that. You do realize that, right?
Well, but what you got to look at, you is you know, I'll recklessly speculate. I can't believe I actually use that now. That's also nuts. But it starts at the top and works its way down. It works its way down to Jalen. Now, as Joe pointed, he's working from a limited menu. You know, this guy's just he's so unprepared, so unimaginative in his offensive play calling. He's got to go. And I don't care who you replace him with. You know, let's try somebody else. And if that don't work, okay, let's try somebody else. You know, we've seen this before where Nick picks his people and it doesn't work.
Yep.
And what do you think with like Howie Roseman? This team is a great team. It's got great players, but they're not playing like a great team. How do you think he feels watching this dreck that this guy's putting out and going, what's he doing with my team? I mean, why doesn't he get involved? Because he's also culpable because he's let it happen. And you can't let it just run the course and let this guy develop because you don't have time for that crap. You got to get it fixed now before you go into the playoffs because it's going to be like the Phillies all over again. They're just going to crap the bed and you're going to be like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming. But you know what? We've seen it coming all year and nobody does anything.
Yeah, and we're all seeing it coming now. And David, it's a fair question because if I'm Howie, I'm very frustrated. David, good phone call. I mean, 2 years. In 2022, they got to the Super Bowl. 2023, mm-hmm. The defensive coordinator issues and defensive issues ruined that season. They collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could throw the Brian Johnson offensive coordinator thing in. Last year, the run game and defense led the way, and they won the Super Bowl. This year, it feels like two of the last 4 years, this thing is being derailed by things that they just made a mistake on. I mean,
you're talking about the offensive coordinator, hiring him.
And then 2 years ago, the defensive coordinator and the offense. I mean, both coordinators. It's like when they have the right coordinators, this thing flows. When they don't, and that's, you could say that as a, I'm defending Hurts and Sirianni, but also it's partly an indictment on them. They need help.
See, I don't look at it as defending or bashing anybody. Because at the end of the day, what you always say, Joe, is the number on the front of the jersey,
yes.
Not on the back.
That's right.
So it's about the Eagles, yeah. The name, yeah. Whatever. so I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, why is it the same? Because it's the NFL is evolution to me. When you talk about, you know, we talk about the beginning of the year and all these different quarterbacks that had different coordinators that seemed to, at some point at the beginning of the year, look different than they did
the
year before.
Trends change quickly. You got to be ahead of things.
And for whatever reason, this team is slow to change or this team is slow to move on to what's hot in the NFL. You know what I mean? And that's, okay, so now, who's that? Like, where does that lie? I don't know. But to sit here and say it's all one person or the next person, I don't think that's fair. Because if I'm Jalen, let me give you a story. I remember my first year drafted, I was with the Jets, mm-hmm. right? And I remember it was a preseason. And I remember saying to Coach Kotite, this does not feel right. We don't work hard enough. And him looking at me and saying, hey, you know, it'll be better. It'll be okay. It wasn't okay, Joe.
It wasn't.
That's why when I say he's culpable, listen to what I'm saying, people. If you're a leader, and I'm not, and for y'all that want to split hairs and not be smart enough to listen to what I'm saying, I'm not saying Jalen's not a great leader, because I think he is. But there's been times, especially this year, where he picks and chooses, to me, where he wants to lead. And yesterday, when he said what he said about KP and this offense, that passed the buck to me. That was passing the buck. Because you were adamant early on when the success was all there, when you said something to the effect of, it looked, the offense going to look the way that I want it to look.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Why did it look like that yesterday?
Is that the way he wanted to look?
Am I wrong?
Well, no, it's like
in asking that question.
It's like when I bring up when Sirianni says I trust my players. Well, when you don't trust them, can I infer you don't trust them?
And this is another thing. And now I'm gonna get on you people. Y'all got to stop making excuses for grown folks, because he's grown. He's a grown man. He's a grown ass man. And I like Jalen just as much as you do, but I'm gonna hold his feet to the fire if he does something that I don't agree with. Y'all need to stop doing that. Like, seriously, because. Just like I said, he was adamant and he was defiant when he said, the offense looks like I want it to look. Mm. And I don't care what nobody else thinks about it. Mm-hmm. Didn't look good yesterday.
No.
Did not look good yesterday.
Looked like crap.
So, you know, hey, so when I say he's culpable, that doesn't mean he has all the blame, but he's somewhat to blame for it.
I don't disagree. I mean, we don't score a point after 12 minutes to go in the second quarter. The quarterback's to blame. The offensive line's to blame. The running backs, the coordinator, and the head coach, especially when you got players telling me they weren't prepared for their looks.
That's crazy.
It's terrible. 215-592-9494. We'll go around the NFL next. Some of your phone calls. What stood out to us from yesterday's action? Not a bad week for some of our guests to take on Friday. We'll hit it all next. Your phone calls as well. Blame game Monday after a disaster of a loss down in Dallas, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.